Welcome to the OB City Comedy Hour, live from Richmond College, KX Web Radio. I'm Brian Purnell. With me in the studio today is, once again, Logan Borster. Say hey, Logan.
Hello, how are you?
Dang, Logan, that was loud.
Maybe
also
I should
is
just...
back with us, once again, Christina Vasquez.
Hey.
And new within the studio is Stephanie Metters.
Hey, everybody.
Can you hear us?
I'm trying to figure out.
Can you hear me now?
Logan, what mic are you on? Four?
Yes.
Okay, you're pretty loud. Stephanie, say something.
Okay.
Hello.
Say something now.
Hello.
Is she, like, not up on the mic? Is that the issue?
Vasquez, look how close
you're... I'm, like, right on the mic.
Vasquez, you were, like, right up on that mic. And...
I like it.
Can Am I not loud still? Enough?
No, that's good, that's good. All right, well, here we are at the Open City Comedy Hour once again.
Sorry.
What are you laughing about, Vasquez?
I'm just laughing because Stephanie made this really cute face because she's excited.
Oh, my God.
This is my first time on the radio, guys.
Yay.
All right. Well, we were talking to Stephanie, and like I said, we're very glad to have her here for the radio show. Very first time.
Glad to be here.
And we were talking on Twitter about some of the segments we got on the show, like I'm a Dumb Dumb and What Happened at Work. And so she was telling her that she has a What Happened at Work this week.
What happened at work this week?
That was our What Happened at Work this week tune.
Very nice. Well, we had a couple things happen at work. First, we had someone dumpster dive. I work at Half Price Books. And we had someone going through our dumpster trying to pick out books to sell to us.
And
he asked us if it was okay to be in our dumpster. And we're like, no, you need to get out right now.
That's disturbing. We won't say.
I'm pretty sure it's a federal offense, too.
First of all, why would you go in a dumpster? That's kind of gross.
That's kind of wrong, I'm just going to say.
Yeah.
You see someone smell funny. Did you just go through our dumpster?
No.
I'm pretty sure you did, because I threw that
beef
soda
tacos,
out.
Man.
You know, I worked at Bath & Body Works for a little bit, and we had to, whenever we threw a product away, we had to dump the product out because people go in and dumpster dive for the products of Bath & Body Works.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Ew. How would you like some Japanese blossom flower with a little bit of chili?
Ew. You know too much, Vasquez. Have you been there?
Well, as soon as I saw Stephanie coming, I was like, man, I gotta go. I jumped out the other side of the dumpster.
Nice.
Jump out the other side. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, we won't say what side of town Stephanie works on for to protect her privacy, but we will say this, that it is a nicer side of town. I'm a little surprised people would be dumpster diving on that side of town. But,
there's idiots everywhere.
You know what? Yes. And I noticed that. Have we seen any students here dumpster diving?
I don't know. I haven't.
Do people dumpster dive at the college? Like...
If
you can't afford Subway, like, do you dumpster dive?
Or a book,
Yeah, you know what? Because it happens.
Paper? Recycled paper?
I know people sleep here.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Do they really?
Oh, they do.
I didn't know that.
Everywhere. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they do.
Fan and hall full of people sleeping everywhere.
Between classes.
Yeah, usually.
Oh, well, I sleep between classes.
Or they may miss half the day. I don't know, girl. I've seen them sleeping. I mean, actively drooling.
Ew.
You know what I mean? Ooh, it was nasty.
Well, I mean, that's a... What else? Well, you were telling a couple of things. What else happened at work this week?
I also had a lady throw a book at my face. Because she didn't want to wait in line at the register. It was one of our busy weekends. And she came up to the buy counter and threw her book at me and was like, I want to purchase this book. And I was like, ma'am, you have to go to the register. This is the buy counter. We have no cash back here. And she's like, well, I want somebody to come over to the register right now and ring me up because I don't want to wait in line. And we're like, well, what about the other people waiting in line?
So she cut in front of like 10 different people?
Oh, yeah. We had four people at four registers and lines at every register. And we had to bring her in front of everybody.
You know what that is,
just
Stephanie?
To ring her up.
It's just people who think that they're special.
Right? And then she came back to the buy counter to me and my manager and was like, I'm very disappointed in Half Price Books. I'm a Half Price Books. You know, I'm a customer, I'm loyal, and I'm never coming back ever again.
Good. Don't.
And we were like, okay.
Oh, man. That was Vasquez.
Why did this suddenly turn to me?
You'd be like, oh, hell no.
I didn't say it. No. I simply would have directed her in the direction of Barnes & Noble's. That's all I would have done.
I also had someone ask me if we sell books.
What in the world?
She came up to me and asked me if we sell books, and I'm like, this is a bookstore.
I think the sign.
I mean, I don't really.
The sign on the building confuses people. It's like, buy, sell. What? You mean when I buy it, do I sell it back? Oh my God.
Yeah.
It like blows people's minds.
A lot of people actually think it's a library.
No.
They really do.
No. Yeah. Oh,
what bothers me is when people come in and they read 50 million books. I mean, I can understand you go read one book. Look through it, skim through it, see if you like it. When you're sitting there and you treat this like it's the public library, you make yourself at home, start taking off your shoes.
Well, they do at Barnes. People read books at Barnes & Noble all the time.
Yeah, but you know what?
We have chairs set up to where people can read books if they want to read a book before they buy it or like skim a book, you know, but...
Oh, the big one that you're talking about? They actually have a section.
They have a cafe in there. The Northwest Highway store, they have a cafe.
Let's go to Starbucks.
They have a Black Forest Cafe.
Oh, I like that.
Have you ever been to the restaurant? The restaurant's like right behind.
They have a restaurant.
Is it like the Scottish or Irish?
It's Belgium.
That's a really good place.
If you ever go there, get the Black Forest cake.
Black Forest cake.
Really
good. Awesome.
That's a plug.
Plug.
I just found a dum-dum moment for myself.
Uh-oh, guys, you know what that means.
The evil squirrel.
Sounded like a baby.
That's the I'm a dum-dum segment. All right, Logan, we'll take it away with your I'm a dum-dum.
I figured out that there's no way for me to drink coffee without 20 packs of sugar.
What in the world?
Ew. Wait, what's a dum-dum?
A dum-dum is an idiot or a dummy or someone who doesn't think. Or maybe it's something you did like I can't.
Or a piece of candy.
Or it's maybe
it's just random.
Let me give you an example of a dum-dum moment that I had. When we had the Ghostbusters here, and I was taking pictures, and I'm really excited because it was my first guest, I had my backpack with my laptop. Well, I left it out here outside the radio show, and I placed it against a pillar next to the wall. Well, as we leave, I'm talking to them with Logan, and I get a call on my cell phone saying, "Hey, Ryan, I was wondering, do you want to have your laptop back, or do you just want us to hold it until Monday?" Apparently, I left my laptop in the hallway.
Nice.
So that was my dum-dum.
I do have a dum-dum moment.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Lord.
I really do, but it happened a couple years ago.
Oh, say it.
It's a dum-dum moment.
It's like, oh, that's
I was in Arizona visiting my dad, and we had gone hiking up a mountain, like, at night, you know, because to look at the stars, you know, we brought our telescope and everything like that, and my dad put it on the water tower, and I thought it was a satellite, and I was like, oh my God, it's a satellite! And my dad was like, no, Stephanie, it's the water tower. I was like, oh, I knew that.
Sunlight in the middle of Arizona!
Making sure that you guys did.
Are there satellites everywhere? You know what? I got a dum-dum moment.
Well, I know you had one, boss kid. I mean...
Well, I just gave you this look. I don't even have to look at you again because you know exactly the look I just gave you.
Uh-oh.
Now, this was my dum-dum moment. And I'll share this briefly so we can move on to the next thing. But I thought I lost my keys. This was a little while back. It was probably a few months ago when I first got my car, okay? And so me and Bryant are walking out to the parking lot in front of Guadalupe Medina. And I'm trying to get my keys out, and I can't find them. And so I'm like, okay, well, they have to be here somewhere. And I'm looking around. I'm shuffling through my purse. You know how girls, we have 50 million things in their purses. So I'm not really thinking about it. I'm just like, okay, well, where's
my magician's hat.
I start crying hysterically after like 5 minutes of looking through my purse thinking, oh, my God, my keys are gone. I dump everything I have out in my purse on the hood of my car.
She's freaking out horrible. And she's like, what?
Even dumped everything out of my backpack except for the two front little pockets of my backpack. And I'm like, Brian, I can't find my keys. My car's going to be stolen. And then he's laughing because he unzips the front pocket and pulls out my keys. And he goes, here you go.
I left my keys in my ignition the other day.
Ooh.
Locked my door, too.
You know what? Have you ever been on your phone and you're like, where's my phone?
email box because we're never like that. But here,
I have done that before.
Let's think about that, and we're gonna cut to a very short. What is it, Logan?
PSA, because you always say PC.
Thank you, Logan. We'll be right. We'll be right back at a very short PSA. We're back on the air at the OBC Comedy. And I failed to mention, at the beginning of the show that this is a very, that everyone, if you've listened before, this is Wednesday. And we usually have the show on Friday at 3 o'clock. But seeing that Richland will not have school Thursday or Friday for the Thanksgiving.
Break.
We are having a special Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
So we're having a very special, is an Obi City Thanksgiving episode. So, I mean, we're all kind of, I'm trying to play something. It won't do it. I don't know what's going
on. You know what? Yeehaw!
It's like being in Arkansas again.
Stephanie said it's like being in Arkansas again.
That's a very kind of Turkey in the Straw song, but this is the Thanksgiving episode for Obi City. We've had our Halloween special. We have to do a two-hour special, so this is our kind of our one-hour Thanksgiving special. We're not—I don't know what we're going to do. We're not going to do any Thanksgiving-y because we don't have any of that. But this is
what are you thankful for?
We can make a turkey sound.
Oh yeah!
I think I'm choking.
Very close.
Oh, you know,
there we go.
You know what? We should go around and say what we're thankful for. Right now, we should go around and say what we're thankful for.
Okay.
Hello? Is anybody out there?
All right, let's go around. Let's start with Stephanie, and then we'll go around and we'll come to me.
Wow. What am I thankful for? Well, I'm thankful for my life because a couple years ago I was in an accident, and I only had a 5% chance of survival. So, very glad to have life, and very glad to be here.
We're glad you're here, too.
Thank you.
Yeah. We're very happy you made it.
We're glad you're alive.
You're having a baby. And it's
Yes, I am. I'm having a baby in March.
Oh, yay!
Her name is going to be Isabella.
It's a girl!
Yes. I'm excited.
Well, congratulations. That is a wonderful thing to be thankful for.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, Vasquez, what are you thankful for?
Well, I'm thankful for my friend Stephanie. Aww. She's wonderful. We've actually known each other for a while, since high school. And I was
good
goofy.
Times.
Bennett's class, you remember that?
Yes.
I love Bennett. Billy Bennett for president. Anyways, I'm thankful for my family and for my life, too. It's good to be alive.
Yeah,
it's
it really
very
is.
Good to be alive. And I'm thankful for Bryant Varnell.
Oh,
because he is the best boyfriend any girl could ask for.
That's
so
sweet.
You're pretty sweet, Bryant
Thank
Varnell.
You. Thank you.
No problem.
Logan Vorster, what is your Thanksgiving thankfulness?
You want a wholehearted one or a funny one?
You know what? Can you just be serious?
Okay, I am thankful for family, friends, and all the crazy things my life has me doing.
Okay, now you can be silly.
Okay, I'm thankful for air, water, and soda.
Air, water, and soda. That I'm thankful for the toilet.
Here's a fourth one.
Oh,
I'm not sure if I can.
Nice.
Hey.
All you have to do is pop squat if you don't have the toilet.
You know what? That's just, we're not in Arkansas anymore, Stephanie.
We
got
to keep it clean. This is the Old City Comedy Hour. I just want to say, music person on this show are my own unless otherwise stated. Do not affect the opinion of anyone here at K-Dokes.
Do not reflect the opinions of DCCD or K-Dokes Web Radio.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's see. What am I thankful for? I'm thankful for having arms and legs, because without those, it'd be very difficult to survive. I'm very
the radio show.
Yeah.
I'm very thankful for to have wonderful friends and families in my life. You know, I'm wonderful to have Christina. She's a wonderful person. I'm wonderful to have, you know, friends like Logan who've been... love you too. I'm thankful to have, you know, a great friend like Logan. I've known him ever since before even middle school. We were at church, and we've been making movies since 2002. Then, you know, I'm glad he can come down to the radio show, and, you know.
Is this working?
It's working,
we
Logan.
We can hear you, Logan.
It's hard to hear my voice.
And having down here, and we're having a, you know, him, you know, that's a partnership, and having Obi City, and having all you guys, having Michael, and Richard, and Scott, and all those guys, and. You know, just being thankful. I'm thankful for my family. They may be crazy. They may be nuts. But you know what? I mean, they're my only family I got. So I got to be thankful for them. And that's pretty much all I got to be thankful for. And thank you for making chicken, because chicken is a one. Don't give me bad about turkey. I love turkey, but I love chicken. You know what?
Chicken Express.
Chicken Express.
All hail yeah.
Boston. Oh,
no. You can't go wrong with Chicken Express.
Hey, what's wrong with Chicken Express?
I'm just not a fan.
I work.
I can't say
I used
why.
To work I'm at Chicken Express.
I love their sweet tea.
Well, that is what
sweet
we're... That's what we're thankful here for at the OB City Comedy Hour. It's very great. It was Friday, and we were talking about it on the show, me and Logan. We were giving it a little plug. Christina Vasquez had her, choir concert, and it was very wonderful. It was over here. Where was it? What's the...
At Fannin Hall.
Fannin Hall, which is right above us.
I know where that is.
I showed her today because we took a tour of the school. Yeah.
By the way, if you want to have a good tour of the school, you want to contact Christina Vasquez. Her phone number is...
Do not give my phone number out.
Her email address is...
You can email me, all Richland students, if you would like a tour of the school, cvasquez25@hotmail.com.
She will give it...
Hit it up.
It's $25, it's $25 each tour.
$25
a tour.
Where
the stuff was.
Yes, she did. You know what? This is a tangent, but I think all new students should receive a tour, a guided tour from one of the students.
Uh-oh, Christina Vasquez.
I agree, because like I said, I didn't know where anything
was. She didn't. And you know what's sad? When I first came here, nobody took me around anywhere. They were just like, here's a map.
I was like, I only knew where Sabine and Guadalupe were, because those are where my classes
exactly.
are.
Exactly. We should do guided tours, I think. I did a pretty decent job today, I must say.
I think you did.
Honk my own horn.
Like high school.
Well, I think that's a great idea, and like I said, also the thing to check out today is actually Christina Vasquez having another choir concert. Why don't we talk about that, Vasquez?
Yeah, well, actually, it's the instrumental concert for the Richland College music department, and it is the orchestra's turn to turn up the volume on the stage in Fannin Hall. And the first part of the performance will feature the Richland College Orchestra and instrumentalists. And the second part, we do have an orchestra. And the second part will also feature not only the orchestra, but it will also feature the Richland College Chamber Singers, which I am so thankful to be a part of. That's another thing I'm thankful for. And we will be singing Vivaldi's Gloria, which is a... really big work, all of 45 minutes, nonstop singing.
It was long before I recorded the whole thing, too. So.
Yeah, so it's going to be
you mainly just see Vasquez's head, and that's pretty much all, because I didn't really care about, you know.
Where's it going to be at again?
It's going to be in Fannin Hall tonight at Richland College at 8 p.m.
Right above here.
8 p.m.
Right above here.
And Chamber Singers will be performing after intermission at 8:30. An hour.
But yeah, it was really nice, and I recorded some of the music to play on the show. One of the first ones I got, they had three different, groups. The first one was a woman's choir. Was that correct?
Yes.
And then the second one was gospel, and then of course was Vasquez's group.
And he's not going to play the whole thing.
No. It's not the whole thing. But here's a sample of the woman's choir. That's the woman's choir. Boss
sounds very pretty.
Well, because I want you to play part of what Chamber did.
Okay. Well, here. So. Here, this is the gospel.
Oh yeah, let's go in order. That's very nice.
This one was actually really good. I like this one.
Tell me what I see when the mirror looks at me, 'cause I imagine me.
That's very beautiful.
Very nice.
And it only sounded like the women in that clip, but there are also really wonderful male vocalists in the gospel choir. So,
Well, you know what? We're going to hear Christina Vasquez's wonderful group. They're the Chamber Singers.
Yes.
Where are the Chamber Singers?
Well, we're going to hear them right after.
Like
I got to cut.
Or something.
Logan, what do I got to cut to?
You now need to cut to a PSA.
And we'll hear this. I got to cut to two PSAs, and we're going to cut.
All right, roll with it.
We're going to hear the one right now. And we'll be right back with the Obi City Comedy Hour. And now we're back to the show, and I will be playing Christina Vasquez's group, the Chamber Singers. I got a lot of this one. It was the first one you sang, Vasquez.
Oh, jubilant song. Oh, this is going to be good.
Vasquez, say something again.
I said it's the jubilant song. It's going to be good. Just a part of it. We did that song as well as two other songs and then the Gloria. Did you get any of the Gloria?
No, I didn't I told you I didn't have my I would play mostly all the videos, but I didn't have my cord to upload them all, so I had to do the old
fashioned. That's a really good sampling though. Are you going to be able to upload the entire concert to the website?
If you want me to, I was going to ask.
Yeah, definitely. So if you guys also want to go check that out on myspace.com/theobcity
Comedy Hour.
It will be available for your viewing pleasure.
Oh, hell.
I didn't say anything. I said your viewing pleasure. My goodness.
I'll go see it.
Thanks, Steph. You're appreciate
welcome.
That.
All right. Well, does anyone have any other dumb moments or what happened at work this week?
You know what? I'm kind of, what happened at work this week? My children are just insane in general.
Oh my God.
We know this, right? Children in general are insane.
We had a kid pee on the floor at work.
You know what? That just grosses me out.
Yeah.
I love children.
It was kind of gross, and I'm glad I wasn't the one that had to clean it up.
Ooh, do y'all have a biohazard kit for that?
We have one, I think, somewhere. I'm not exactly sure where it's at, though.
Who cleaned it up?
We made one of the guys clean it up.
Ooh,
sorry, guys.
What do you use?
Just paper towel and gloves.
Oh, man.
That's a great job,
we have gloves, you know,
it.
Like those plastic gloves for whenever we do buys, because some of the buys that we get, you know, are pretty disgusting. No offense to the people that bring in disgusting buys, but, you know, we kind of don't want to touch it.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, we had a buy with a Black Widow spider in there? A buy one?
Oh.
What?
You know what? Stephanie's got, like, so many of these stories. I'm so jealous right now.
You got to come back to the show and tell us more of these stories.
I've got plenty.
Nothing has happened to me lately at work except for my children being insane. I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
It's just ridiculous. Yeah. Hey, are we going to discuss what's currently out right now?
Friday. Came out Friday.
Oh, that's right. Well,
the whole reason why Stephanie came on the show.
Last Friday, me and Logan were saying that a little movie called Twilight came out.
the best movie ever.
And she's so excited. And Stephanie turning red actively right
now. She saw the movie. Did you say you read the book?
I read all the books, and I have been a fan since the book came out, and I'm not one of those just jumping on the bandwagon fans.
Good for you. Good for you,
Steph. Well, why don't you, we got, it's 1:45 right now. I know you said you have to leave in a few minutes. Why don't you just tell us all about, I'm really interested, because me and Bosco were thinking about seeing the movie.
We really
were. You guys should go see the movie. You know, I had, to be honest with you guys, I had my doubts about the movie, just because, you know, a lot of movies that they do based on books, they change them up, they change the parts. It was really close to the book. It stayed pretty close to the book. They changed a few scenes, obviously, you know, they had to combine some stuff, you know, switch stuff around, but I was highly impressed, and I suggest anybody who is interested in seeing it, they should, or who's thought about seeing it, they should definitely go see it.
Good for definitely. You, Steph.
Yes, and read the books, because the books are really good, too.
And so not to do a complete spoiler, because we don't want to give anything away, Duff, you read the book, though, you kind of know how it's going in. But for those of us who don't know...
There is going to be a sequel, yes, they are going to make the other movies.
I have heard that. Yes. So my first question is, do you think that there should be a sequel to this movie, just the movie?
Yes, I do. Well, because, you know, there's four books in the series. Yeah. There's Twilight, New Moon, Eclipse, and Breaking Dawn. Mm-hmm. So if they make one movie, like the Harry Potter, you know, I think they should make all the movies.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
I don't think they're going to do that for Aragorn, though, unfortunately.
Probably
because,
not. That was
because they
movie.
Messed up Aragorn completely. Like, the way they ended it, you can't continue the movie the way they ended it.
Well, Logan said, what was your opinion on that film, Logan?
If I knew nothing about how the book was, I don't really know anything about the book's actual story, so I thought it was interesting. But when I heard that it was completely off of a book, off of accuracy with the book,
I heard it was, like, completely different from the book. Like, nothing was the same.
Well, that's what I've heard. I watched it. I did not read the book yet.
Yeah, I haven't read the book.
Can I ask Stephanie another question about Twilight?
Yes, ask away. You may.
Really excited about this. Okay, so, On a date movie scale of 1 to 10,
definitely go see it.
Definitely go see it. Is it worth it?
But don't see it now, because when it's just coming out, just because there's a lot of like the high school girls that are like, oh, Edward, oh my gosh, you know. I had to endure that because I saw it the day it came out.
I wanted to knock them out, huh?
And I felt like, seriously, like I was in high school again, because, you know, everybody was wearing their Letterman jackets.
Yeah.
And they were all, every time Edward came onto the scene, they were like, ooh! And then there was like a kissing scene. Yeah. There was a kissing scene, and they were like, oh, just kiss her. You know he's going to kiss her. Why say it? I mean, I was yelling at people to shut up.
For real.
Yeah.
And Stephanie, if y'all don't know this about her, just because she's a mama-to-be doesn't mean she ain't a brawler, okay?
Oh, yeah!
Her and Isabella were like, shut it!
Yeah.
We're watching the movie.
That's exactly what I said.
Okay.
I was like, shut up, we're watching the movie.
Well, that's the same. You know, me and Logan and a friend of ours, Michael, and his brother and a couple of his...
When we went to see Max Payne?
We went to go see Max Payne, and there were these guys behind there being really obnoxious, talking to the whole movie, playing music in the movie theater off their iPhone.
Oh, see,
iPhone.
That would irritate me.
I'd have to go. By that point, you got to get up and say something to at least the people who are running that theater.
I was ready to revert to my middle school ways.
Ooh, man.
Yeah, I would have said something to them.
I really would have cut. Why? Because you pay like $8, and if there's
and I mean,
four
I can
of you...
I can understand when it's a movie just coming out, you know, and especially you know Twilight, because Twilight is aimed for young adults.
Yes.
Even though they're mostly read by 18-year-olds and 18 and 25-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, it is aimed for a younger, you know, younger
it's,
adults.
It's going to get that tween group.
Yeah, and so I can understand, you know, the screaming and stuff like that, because they're in high school. What can you do?
Of course. But they don't have to be to the point. Ooh, which brings me to another question. This is not Twilight related, but this is baby related. When you raise your child, what is the biggest thing that you want her to know about being a young lady? I mean, there's so many, but what would probably be the biggest thing that you would stress to her? See, I ask all these deep questions on air because I'm like...
I don't know. Like, there's a few things that I would want her to know. Like, I want her to know that no matter what she wants to do, as long as it's nothing, like, bad, obviously, she can do whatever she puts her mind to, and that I will always be there for her. you know, because I haven't always had the support from my parents and my family with my some of my decisions. So I know what it's like to not always have parental support. And I just want her to know that I will always be there for her. And I want her to know that to pick her friends wisely. Because you have friends, but you can't always depend on everybody.
Yeah.
And I mean, you have your select few, obviously, and those select few, keep them and keep them to your heart, because, you know, they'll get you through whatever, you know. And a lot of people say, you know, don't count on your friends and all this stuff. But I think the few friends that you have, you know.
That is true.
That was beautiful. I just remembered something I saw on a shirt.
She almost made me cry.
I just remembered something I saw on a shirt. You can pick your friends and you can pick your nose, but you can't pick your friend's nose.
That's just nasty.
Well, you could.
You could, but you'd get punched, possibly.
Do we have a round of applause clip that we can give Stephanie for kudos for being a future good mommy? She's going to be a wonderful mom, by the way, guys.
I hope so.
She is.
Well, we're coming to the last few minutes here at the Open City Comedy Hour, and I just want to thank everyone for coming down here. Logan, thank you for driving all the way back here. Bosca, thank you for staying.
Yeah.
And thank you for that. And Stephanie, I'm glad you could come down for the show.
I know.
We're so glad you're here, Steph. We really are.
And I'm glad you saw Twilight, because we need some invite on that. Go see it. Well, like I said, if you missed something about today's show, if you came in a little bit late and you're thinking, why is the Open City Comedy Hour on 1 o'clock on a Wednesday, afternoon? Because it's a Thanksgiving special. Once again, I just want to say thank you, everyone. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Eat lots of turkey.
By the way.
Oh, Lord. Black Friday, Half Price Books is having a sale, 20% off in the mornings.
Ooh.
First 100 customers are getting a free tote bag, with a $5 gift card, and one of those bags is a $100 gift card.
Oh, girl, so you know, I'm all up on that.
Bosca, right when you said that, the level on the radio went,
I make all levels move.
And we open at 7.
Okay, Bosca, we gotta remember that. We gotta go to Half Price.
So come.
7 a.m. Half Price Books. Won't say where. They're everywhere.
Price Books.
Well, go check it out.
And I'm pretty sure it's at all Half Price.
Yeah.
But, because I think it's like a chain-wide thing.
Yeah.
But, just in case, go to Firewheel.
Yeah. She's not directly promoting that, but that's kind of one of her favorite areas. All right. That's where we're gonna end that.
Well, that's the closest. That's the closest to anyone from here.
So go check that out. Go to Half Price Books. Wonderful place to go. Like you can think.
Info's online too.
Ooh, online too.
HalfPriceBooks.com.
Black Friday online shoppers. Remember that.
eBay.
Remember.
Shop online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Don't shop online.
Have an inventory. Sorry, guys.
Man.
Yeah,
kill the dream, Stephanie.
Well, my dreams of sitting at a computer all of Black Friday is gone.
Well, like I said, if you miss anything about today's show, go to myspace.com/OverCityComedy, or go check that out. Every show is up for to listen and soon up for download. Like I said, you can also check out Friday's show, which was with me and Logan, and we promoted the Brian Regan DVD, among other things, which is very interesting, so go check that out.
Then also on the OB City Comedy Hour MySpace page are the interviews.
Oh, yeah, and all the interviews you can have and just heads up, the Kyle Newman interview from the director of Fanboys has been posted on the site. It's been taking me a while to get it on there, but it's officially on the site, so go check that out. It's a very good interview, very enlightening interview with a very wonderful director. Very lucky to get that interview. And like I said, so everyone have a great Thanksgiving. Like I said, I'm glad everyone could come down here for the very special OB City Comedy Hour Thanksgiving special.
Happy Thanksgiving!
Happy Thanksgiving!
That was funny.
Go.
Everyone at the same time. Happy Thanksgiving! Oh.
Were we supposed to say
that? What? Yes, exactly.
What were we doing?
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Be safe if you're going out of town.
Yes, be safe.
Everyone have a really good Thanksgiving. A lot of turkey dressing and whatever else you guys like on the. Thank you again, everybody. Have a happy Thanksgiving and see everyone next Friday here on KDX Web Radio. This is Brian Brunell saying happy Thanksgiving and have a great week. Say bye, everybody.
Bye. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Go.